For many GLBTI people, coming out is hard. But for those living on communities and in remote areas, coming out is often a fear for, and for many isn't culturally appropriate. The Wire's Justin Fenwick reports.
People within the GLBTI community often find that coming out is hard. But mix that with being Aboriginal and on a remote community, and you can often be victimised by bullying, harassment and being isolated culturally. A new advocacy group has been established for diverse gender, sex and sexuality and was launched in Alice Springs by a panel discussion group, allowing the general public to witness firsthand the struggles of those on communities when it comes to coming out. The advocacy group, supported by the Alice Springs Women's Shelter, is open for Aboriginal and non-Indigenous people and has been formed to help lobby the human rights of GLBTI people within the Northern Territory. Aboriginal transgendered people are known as sister girls and brother boys, and like other members of the GLBTI community, are often victimised and isolated in some remote communities. Sister girl Q Kenny says that things are changing and support groups like this help those who are afraid to come out.
The other communities that I'm concerned about, because there are people that are still afraid of coming out because they think that there's no one there to support them and there's no one there to show them the way and to share information and share resources. And that is why I believe that the Sisters and Brothers NT is a really good small organisation now to promote and to support these people out there to come out and know that we're there to help them.
Q Kenny. While Tiwi Islands' Crystal Love says that we need to start talking and opening up the discussion about Aboriginal people, sexuality and community life.
Now, when you talk about these sort of things like cultural issues, you know, talking about sexuality and talking about things like being yourself in a community, we need to step back and, you know, try and help our people in those sort of ways.
Crystal says it's important for us to celebrate diversity within our community.
To celebrate diversity is about being yourself. And Pride Carnival was started last year, and it actually changed a lot of people's perspective on diversity in our community, and it also brings out the colour in you, you know, and it also brings the spirit of being different in your community, and it's about being who you are.
Facilitator of the panel discussion, Jason DeSantis, says that it's important for people to hear from first-hand accounts.
I think the panel discussion today was a really great forum for the community to come in and to be able to hear on a first-hand basis from the people who are advocating and working tirelessly towards creating awareness and education for the gender diverse community here. We had people from all different walks of life. You know, we had strong women from Hermannsburg, you know, we had a Tiwi sister girl who's also, you know, partners, and then we had like an amazing woman, Sean, talk about, you know, intersex, which is a lot of people don't know about. And so it was a really eventful panel, and I think Alice Springs should be proud of what happened today.
Jason says that support is often not there for those who need it, and this support group is a great start for those in the Northern Territory.
The fact that these guys are operating on a grassroots level with very minimal support, this is what this panel was about. It was about, you know, taking what's been happening behind closed doors and sometimes open doors that not everyone has been able to access. So it's really kind of groundbreaking, actually, like I think for the Northern Territory.
Jason DeSantis, facilitator of a gender diversity forum held in Alice Springs this week, finishing that report from Justin Fenwick.